Okay, tonight we'd like to discuss the Aravos and Hadassim. So picture in your mind the Arava. Arava is what we take two of the Aravos for the Lulav and we put it on the left side of the Lulav. The Pasuk says Arve Nachal. And the Gemara tells us that a Arava, what's this Arava? Again, the Torah is very vague to us. It's hard to know what it's referring to. So the Rabbanan, the Gemara tells us, it's something which it's ale, it's leaf, looks like a nachal. It's long, like a flowing stream. A nachal is a stream. So the leaf is like long, and the end of the leaf is smooth without any zigzags. And also the third thing is that the wood of the Arava, the wood of the Arava should be reddish. This is what it's brought down. However, you will see Aravas that do not have these three simanim, and they're still kosher. Now, one thing we do find is that from the Lashon Arve Nachal, Nachal means a stream. So besides that, it looks like a stream, but maybe it should be grown by a stream. And there's discussion about this in the Gemara, discussion about this in the Rishonim and Paiskim, whether Aravis must be grown by the stream or not. Halacha l'maisa, we paskin like the Rosh, that says, Loi re'isi rabbi se nizharim b'zeh. I did not see my Rebbeim being nizar, being careful just to look for a Arava that grows by the stream. However, the Mishmur brings down that there are those that do hold that it's better to find ones which are grown by the stream, and therefore, l'chatchila, we look for that. But if it's difficulty, then we'll take any Arava. So it's a hiddur. So the hiddur is that it should be Aravas that are grown by the nachal, by the stream. There are people that plant Aravas in the backyard, and some of them make like a underneath the ground a stream of water or something, so it should have this din of nachal. Or there was discussion about the willow trees, which Rabbi Aaron Cutler said was kosher, the weeping willows. And so that's step number one. Step number two is, what is the shear of a Arava? How tall does the Arava have to be? So we mentioned last week, 3 tefachim. How much is 3 tefachim? So here we have machlekes. According to the most lenient shita, is 24 centimeters. According to Rav Moshe Feinstein, it's 27 centimeters l'chatchila. Which again, now what are you measuring? You're measuring the wood of the Arava, that should be 27 centimeters. B'di'evad could be even smaller than that, but I think it's possible to get there, so one should try to get there. What happens if the head of the Arava gets broken, right? By the lulav, we said, if the top leaf gets broken, it's pasul. By esrig, if the pitim breaks off, it's pasul. What about Arava? If the top part of the stick breaks, is it pasul or not? This is again a question in the Paiskim. Halacha l'maisa, we say that the chatchila one should not use it. If he doesn't have other aravos, then he could use it even if the top part is broken. What's interesting is there's something called lavlov. You'll hear people saying, aravos with lavlov, lavlov. What's lavlov? So lavlov is that when you take aravos, you'll see the top, on a lot of them, the growing out of the stem is like this soft leaf. And that soft leaf, if it's there, is a simen that the stick was not broken. There are many that say even if it's missing the lavlov, it's still kosher, because it does not mean the stick is broken. There are those that say that if it's missing the lavlov, for sure, a piece of the stick went off with it. Therefore, it used to be there was a hiddur to get with lavlov, but then now all the merchim chapped on that they could sew a lavlov, so they sew a lavlov. But so again, so we're looking for a arava that was grown by the nachal, if possible, a arava which is the shear of 3 tefachim, 27 centimeters, a arava where the head of it is not broken, and also it shouldn't be dried out. Now, this is a common problem that throughout Sukkos, a lot of times the aravos get dried out. How dry is called dried out that we run into a question? Dried means when it's dry that it's no longer green, turned white, it's crumbly. Right? Sometimes it gets a little blackened or bent down. That doesn't make it dried out. It's on the way to getting dried out, but it's not dried out yet. If most of the leaves got dried out, then it will be possible. Mostly, but dried, like we said, real dried. The Ramah does bring down that there's a mitzvah and a mukha that throughout the days of Chomay to buy new aravis. However, nowadays that we have these fancy plastics that keep it good, or some people put it in the fridge and people have different aces that it stays fresh, then you do not need to buy a new arava every day. It's enough, the arava that you bought, as long as it's not dried out, it's fine. What happens if the leaves start to fall off? So we said the arava itself has to be 3 tefachim. Most of our aravas are taller than 3 tefachim. If from my 3 tefachim that I'm using for my share, if most of the 3 tefachim are missing leaves, then already it's a question of the Paiskim. Some say it's pasul, some say it's kosher. Chatchila, it's kedai to get a new one. If let's say the stem is not red, it's greenish or whitish, I mean from the beginning, it's not because it dried out, so that's also fine. As long as it's not real white. Okay, now that's aravos. Okay, now Hadassim. Hadassim are interesting. Hadassim is they have the stick, the stem, stick, and then coming out of the hadas are the leaves. But the leaves are attached by like a little piece of wood coming out, and then you have the leaf. Now, each row of hadassim, each row there's 3, 3, 3, 3, 3. Rashi had a funny metzius, which the Rishonim already say that they don't know where he got this from, but Rashi learned that the hadassim, that from each hole, from each stem, come out 3 leaves. But the Pashup shot, and that's the hadassim that we have, is that there's one leaf coming out of each stem, and there's 3 in a row. Now, by hadassim, the pasuk tells us, So by hadassim, Joe. Fine, okay.
I got your back.
So it says avos with ayin. Avos with ayin, which means braided. The hadassim should look like they're braided. They're the 3 leaves. What's mahuda is if the 3 leaves are against the stick, covering the stick. Therefore, by hadassim, many paiskim paskin halacha l'maaseh, the top of the hadas is broken. It's not a problem because the leaves on top are covering over the stick. By a lulav, you see the point. By esrig, you see the point. By a rav, as we mentioned also, halacha l'maaseh l'chatchila, we want that it shouldn't be broken. But by hadassim, there's less of reason because it's being covered by the leaves. Because the leaves cover over. Now, what's tricky about hadassim, and this is what makes hadassim a little more difficult, is what's called the chut ha-mishulash. Chut means a string, mishulash of 3. So we want that the 3 leaves coming out on each row, of each kan, each row, should be lined up equally. But what's called equally? So I'm going to draw a picture as best as I can. Here you have the stick. And then you have a little stem coming out with a leaf. Oh, no good at it. Are you better at this? So you have like a little stem coming out, and then I'm going to show you. Then a leaf. So here, right? Here you have the stick. Then you have like a little stem coming out with the leaf. Now, there should be 3 of these leaves coming out. What would be perfect is if the bottom of the stem, which is attached to the middle stick, is equal on all three. They begin at the same point. And to find three tefachim of leaves like that is very difficult. But that's what's called the briskis. Start looking for the adasim way before the lulav and esregim. They look for the adasim ready from Rosh Chodesh Elul. And some of them will go up to Tzfas and different places. They'll go to the shuk and buy boxes of adasim. And just to go through and find maybe one good one. But those that don't have the time for that and the money for that. So then...
We exist.
So then what we do is, as long as at one point all three leaves are equal, even if one starts, it'll drop above the other one, but there's an equal point of the stems, then it's fine. So if you buy the packages and it says that it's under a heksher and it's fine, then you can rely on the heksher, that's fine. You'll see the stems may not exactly start at the same point, but if you take a string and you wrap it around, it will hit all three stems with the string. You'll look at your chat, what I mean.
A thread?
Yeah.
Not the leaf, it has to be the stem itself.
What is that?
It doesn't matter if the leaves all match up, it has to be the stem itself.
So when it comes to adasim,
every single one,
there's a hider, three tefachim. There's a hider that the entire thing should be covered with the leaves. We try as much as possible that the three leaves on each row should be lined up equally. If the top is broken, it's before many Rishonim, Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, that it's kosher. Or about if you can get one which is not broken, it's even better. And the shear of the hadas is like what we said by that Rava, which is 3 tefachim, according to Rabbi Shefanstein, 27 centimeters. According to Rabbi Chaim Noah, it's 24 centimeters.
Does it have to be straight?
Yeah, usually they're straight. I mean, how are they not straight? If they're not straight, it's the wood is broken.
I bought wood. Mine, it's like curved. Like.
He got bent in the package, but I'm saying, what, Mars zigzag is like that?
A little bit.
I don't know.
27 to Rabbi?
Yeah.
They said it was fine then.
24 27 27 28.6. Bidyeva, they're small shurim, but okay.
What about if the bottom of it is cut?
The bottom is always cut.
If I want to go right now, I can cut.
Yeah. If you want to make your hadassim rub is shorter, you can make sure. You can make it a little shorter also.
Just don't make yesik shorter. Let's say the only things that are not equal, the chodom sholosh, that is not equal is on the bottom, like cut it, is that considered like now I have the whole thing? That all three leaves are
exactly? 100%.
Does it matter what's inside the basket when you put it? When you put the sometimes you lose leaves.
Yes, a good point.
How do you make it that you put it when you press down the basket? Makes everything wider.
Okay, so I just will end up with that nikud. The person has to be careful when buying the holders. Sometimes they're very narrow, and when you stick it in, you lose all your leaves. You run into a problem. So either you press them down or buy the Rebbe ones, which are a lot wider.
The green ones?
Alright, yeah, just the. So those are better. Setting up your lulav, so there's a mitzvah to set your lulav up. You put the and there's a seidat dvarim also. You put your lulav down. You put the adasim on the right side. Put the aravas on the left side. There should be a tefach of shedra of the lulav above the top of the wood of the adasim and aravas. And hadasim are a drop higher than our ravis. Okay?
This is the green part is facing you? Of the lulav?
The both
of them. Either way, I'm talking about that when you're packaging, not when you're holding it.
When you set it up, though, the green is facing you,
yeah.
Hadasim
are however you want, however it works.
Rabbi, doesn't matter. When we shake it, aren't our ravis on the right?
Yeah. Our ravis on the left.
When we shake it.
Yeah. Now you hold up. Oh, you're asking because with the right and left?
Yeah.
Well, the back is facing you, and that's what should be on your right side.
The back is facing you, right side. So that means the spot, right, not the facing. Now the lulav goes in your right hand, and the esrog in your left hand, and it's
brought down in the base yisif. That when you're doing the nanuyim or when you're holding it, you should put the esrog against the
scratches.
The lulav. So don't squish it, but touching. Don't move it. Stand straight.
You should hold it with your fingertips.
You should hold it. Yeah, better hold it with your fingertips than your palm. But you hold it next to each other. Because the Beis Yosef brings down a story with the Rikanti, that Rikanti had a dream that the Yud was flying and the Hay was flying, the Vav was flying, the Hay was flying, the Yud Ke Vav Ke was flying around in his dream. Couldn't figure out why. He realized the next morning because he wasn't holding the Arba Minim together. So that's the Indian of holding it together. And which means when you're going around for a Shabbos, sometimes it's a little hard, but if you have a small sitter, you can juggle it by holding like this and your sitter rests on you. Or if you have one of those arm things.
Holding everything on hand.
So you see a lot of Paiskim that did that, even though there is much more maybe with the two hands, but it's fine. Yeah. Okay, what else? What, any questions?
Yeah.
What? Just trying to think. Hadassah, Aravis, Lulu.
Try it out.
Is there a difference between? It's brought down, the Shmuel brings down that there should be three rings, and there should be three rings besides the ring that's holding the Hadassah and Aravis together. So if you have like one ring holding the holder onto the Lulu, then you have three rings on the lulav itself. But us Ashkenazim, we're knowing that the lulav should, we do nanuyim, we shake the lulav should shakal. So if you don't put the rings too high up, because it won't shake.
How close to the top would you put it?
Should shake.
Shake.
Try that point.
Not too much that the thing breaks.
Yeah, but don't shake it too much that the thing breaks. Okay, that's Ashanis, and then we'll talk about that. No, somebody will talk about that separately.
We're gonna have time for Ashana Rabbanite, maybe. We had different things here, Ashana Rabbanite. Do they have a learning thing?
Oh, yeah? Okay, everyone should have a Gemara Chasima Teva.